You're listening to SBS News.
The Drive for Five, a call to action to educate adolescent girls, calls for governments around the world to commit to five transformative actions. Those include access to 12 years of free, quality education for girls, a supportive school environment, and adequate water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities. The campaign is international, but it's being driven by the Irish government, which has committed €250 million over the next 5 years towards global education. Former Irish President Mary Robinson was among the speakers at the launch.
Let's commit to working together to guarantee all girls 12 years of free, quality education, to giving them the confidence and skills to participate fully in society, employment and leadership, to keeping them safe from violence, and to ensuring their access to healthcare, to good nutrition and sanitation. If we can do this, we will set off what I think will be a cascade of possibility and positive change from which all of us will benefit.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the event celebrated the achievement of women scientists and emphasised the need for girls to have equal access to science, technology, engineering and maths education and to the career opportunities that these skills provide.
These are the careers of the future, and we cannot achieve gender equality in our societies without women playing an equal role.
Mr. Guterres, who is himself a former teacher, said countries had to ensure there was gender parity in their educational systems.
A good education can boost a woman's quality of life and open doors to decent work opportunities. It can give women and girls the life skills they need to adjust to an uncertain future, to stand up to discrimination and violence, and to make decisions about health care, including sexual and reproductive health. More broadly, education benefits children, families and societies through helping reduce poverty and enhancing economic growth.
Also speaking at the event was Sunita Alizadeh, who is an Afghan rapper and activist. Sharing her experience of being forced into child marriage twice, she emphasised the importance of quality education.
We must recognise that girls' potential and values are infinite. Girls need to be educated. They need to be more than wives and mothers. Through education, they can learn the skills that can help them to pursue a path of their choice. Simple access to education isn't enough. Girls need quality. Quality education delivered by trained teachers.
U2 lead singer Bono, a co-founder of the One campaign to fight extreme poverty and preventable disease, talked about child marriage as a visible sign of the issues that they're trying to solve.
There's another marriage that sits on, which is the marriage between poverty and inequality. And that is also a marriage made in hell. And equality and poverty, that's the larger context. And we in the One campaign, we work on that.
Antonio Guterres pointed out that the gender pay gap stands at 20% globally and described one of the most worrying trends as how the technology sector, and particularly Silicon Valley firms, still had a male-dominated culture.
Addressing these issues means working to overturn deeply rooted stereotypes and social norms that see women and girls as less deserving of an education or that limit which subjects they have access to. Investments must be made in building new skills so that young women are equipped for the changing world of work, and in mobile learning so that education is accessible to women and girls everywhere where they are.
Mr. Guterres says he had no doubt that the first priority for creating a better world was ensuring a quality education for all. Alan Lee, SBS News.